Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
As the Bay Area continues to reopen, one place that I have gone back to is church. After months of Zoom, it's great to gather with people for spiritual connection, music, and reflection in the beautiful sanctuary with its soaring ceilings and stained glass. But my favorite place at church is the kitchen. There's something about kitchens in houses of worship. Regardless of denomination, the kitchen is the beating heart of the community. Large coffee urns pump out gallons of just drinkable coffee. The big stove's pilot lights, like eternal flames, keep the kitchen warm on cold days, and the fridge holds leftover sheet cake, a partial casserole, and items labeled save for board meeting. There are giant soup pots, stacks of baking trays, and a hodgepodge of bowls and platters left behind by members long gone. The drawers are a tangle of utensils, but never the one you're looking for, the whisk or the ladle. And there are knives of all sizes, none of them sharp. Every so often, some enterprising soul organizes it all, but then it goes back as it was. When I'm in a church kitchen, my own or another, I feel the presence of the many women and some men who over the years have prepared meals, warmed up covered dishes, and oh, the pans they have scrubbed. The souls of congregation members who missed the sermon so that the food would be ready and hot when the service ended. Those who showed up before sunrise to serve breakfast to the winter shelter or on Saturday to hand out groceries at the food pantry. I feel their presence, solid folks who knew that the real reason many of us come to church is not the sermon, but the fellowship. Their voices and laughter linger in the air. The kitchen was where I made my first church friends, shoulder to shoulder, chatting as we chopped and cooked. Shared work made conversation flow easier than at coffee hour, and I felt at home. The church kitchen is a sanctuary of its own. With a Perspective, this is Hannah Clements Hart.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there. I'm Randa Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.